What I wanted to emphasize today is Tillich's stature as a philosopher of the human. That is, you don't need to be Christian or even a believer in any tradition in order to have Tillich grab you and make you face what it means to be a human and the struggle of being human and the challenge of being transformed. So I really want to just say at the outset that I believe that Carl Jung's psychology is the once and future psychology. You know, I'm not a Jung. I like to say here at the Institute, I'm not a Jungian analyst because I don't know anything else. My first book was a Freudian book. My first psychoanalytic diploma was an Adlerian psychoanalytic diploma. And my partner, Margaret Shanahan, and I, another psychoanalyst, we continue to study other schools of thought in great depth. But we believe that the Jungian point of view is the most adequate to the complexity and depth of being human beings. And while we value other schools, we really feel that this is the right place psychologically. And in terms of Tillich's philosophy, I'm contemplating one day in my spare time, you know, having a conference on Tillich's thought for the 21st century, because I really believe in a way that Jung is a 21st century thinker. Tillich's philosophy has few peers in terms of a resource for struggling to be human in this world. So this is my proposal to you. Before the break this morning, I'm going to go very fast. That's why I wanted to deal with Tillich while you were fresh. You just had your coffee. This morning, I'm going to just introduce the basic framework of Tillich's, get this, ontology. That is his philosophy of being, being and non-being. Because you got to get that or you won't get the courage to be. It's the foundations that are assumed in the book, The Courage to Be. Then I'm going to, after the break, I'm going to focus on his understanding of the struggle for transformation and fulfillment. The fulfillment and wholeness is possible for human beings. Because like Jung, he understands that there are limitations. It's only when we're really in our grandiosity, which is a lot of the time, you know, that we don't want to deal with limits. So after the break, I'll deal with his understanding of the struggle to be a human being and the transformative dynamics that are involved in that. Then we'll take a break for lunch, and then we'll come back, and I will just context a parallel Jung and Jungians, neo-Jungian. I'm not a classical Jungian. I'll explain that briefly. Neo-Jungian and neo-Jungian perspectives on the transformative struggle in dialogue with Tillich, because there are many, many parallels. Looking at the issue of complexes, looking at the issue of archetypal dimensions. You know, we have to understand the struggle to separate from archetypes, because they possess us and destroy our human life. They're not all good. We've got to get over a romance of archetypes. They're wonderful, but you got to relate to them carefully. And we'll be dealing with that right after lunch. And then, after the afternoon break, we will look at the role of spirituality in this process, from both Jung and Tillich, because for both of them, you're not going to make it if you don't plug in to transpersonal resources that are beyond your ego. They are both in fundamental agreement with this. So in other words, we have to understand the limits of secular culture and secular therapy. We have to appreciate it, but we have to understand limits so that we know what else we've got to do in order to have a fighting chance for our life.